Welcome to Conversations on WDRT 91.9 FM. My name is Marcy West, and today we're featuring another community in our area, Westby, Wisconsin. My guest today is Danny Helgerson, Mayor of Westby. Welcome, Danny.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So just a little bit on your background. You've been mayor since 2015 of the city of Westby. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into politics, how you got interested.
Well, I guess I was on city council for 6 years before I became mayor. Before that, I guess it really come down to the mayor at that time, and some councilmen had approached me and asked me if I'd be interested in a seat on the council. And I thought I'd give it a try and see what it was all about. And it ended up, like I said, it was on there 6 years, and finally decided that to give it a shot for mayor, and lucky enough to win then, and been there since.
Nice, nice. Well, I, for one, definitely appreciate everyone who runs. Whether
Absolutely.
It's local or larger scale offices, it's definitely needed. Are you a lifelong resident of Westby?
No. Let's see. I think I've been in this area permanently 40 years now or whatever, but been in Westby since, I believe, it was around 2000.
What brought you?
Well, excuse me. My dad's family was from this area, and growing up, I grew up mostly in Rockford, Illinois. We did have times we lived up in this area, and then, about 40 years ago, I decided to come up here and stay. Lived in Lafarge and sometime in Viroqua, and ended up in Westby.
Nice. Yeah. So you've been involved in a while, and surely you travel and get to meet people. So when you're trying to describe Westby or where you're from to folks, how do you describe Westby?
It's a small city. We celebrate the Norwegian heritage in the area. It's basically a quiet, peaceful community. Great place to raise a family. It's just what I guess the typical person would consider a small rural community. Kind of laid back. Something I really enjoy.
Yep. That's great. So you mentioned the Norwegian heritage. A little bit about historic Westby. It's well known for its Norwegian heritage.
Yeah, that's... it's like our annual celebration is 17 May, basically Norwegian independence. So that's... That's a big deal in the city. We try to respect and honor the Norwegian heritage. I mean, we have organizations like the Sons of Norway. It's something that, even though I'd say it's changed over the years, I mean, I don't think you see a lot of people speaking Norwegian anymore, which years ago it was a lot more common and stuff. I have met with several groups over the years from Norway that come to the area, that genealogy groups and stuff like that, and they always love to visit Westby and find mostly some of the older residents that still will speak Norwegian with them, and then go down, of course, to Norskadal and check that out.
And, yeah. That's awesome. I didn't know that. So international, is there a sister city specifically?
Not exactly. Not officially. I did send with one of the genealogy groups that came, I sent a Westby key to the city back to Vestby, Norway.
With a V.
Yep. And that, I've got a clipping in my office of a newspaper clipping showing the mayor there with the key from Norway. So
oh, yeah.
That was neat.
Yeah, that is great. And Sutton Demai, also the decor as you go through Westby has some traditional elements to it.
Yeah, I think we kind of, true Norwegian would probably be more trolls and stuff like that. We kind of softened that up to gnomes and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So we put that on our city banners, stuff like that. We're trying more and more to just have some fun with that and attract tourists to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Gnomes are less scary than trolls,
yeah.
right?
yeah.
Nobody hiding under a bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. So let's get into the community itself. What makes it tick? The public services and the functions of the public places.
Westby does have its electric utility on top of your standard water sewer. We buy power through WPPI. That works out really well. And as far as the city, we do have a small crew, but we're able to keep everything going. Pretty much a struggle like any smaller community. There's never seems to be enough funding for everything, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So we're constantly looking into what we can do, if we can get grants or not, and stuff. So trying to grow the city as much as we can.
Yeah. So some of the attractions, the school, for one, the Westby school system.
Westby school is great. The city has a great working relationship with the school. That's when I said Westby's a great place to raise a family and stuff like that. I give huge amount of the credit there to the school system we have, the people in place there.
And is that pre-K through 12?
Yes.
All in one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Westby School District also brings in like Coon Valley and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, the kind of a circle around Westby included and downtown. And I spent some time in the school last year for an event. What a beautiful performing arts center.
It is. There was a lot of people for a lot of years did a lot of fundraising and work to get that, but it is. It's a beautiful facility, and it's nice that we can utilize it.
Yeah, so help us understand how that works. It's in the school, or it's in the same setting as the school, but it's not necessarily...
It's part of the school, but at the same time, it's the fundraising for it and acquiring it was an outside project. There was a lot of people that, like I said, worked for many years to be able to put that in, and it worked out really well.
Yeah. Yeah, they have live music at times. They have performances.
Performances, plays. I think you were at one of our conversations with the Kickapoo conversation. That's a group that we started meeting. I was still on the council at the time, I believe. So it had been 12, 13 years ago. about once a month, we get together at Borkins for breakfast, and we talk about anything. It's not real structured, but then we get focused in on an idea, like the last one. There was a conversation about some school funding, how that worked. I also spoke at one where we kind of explained to people how federal money coming to the state and then down to the city, how that works and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it's worked out for events like that and write up the plays and
yeah.
other performances. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a great hub. And then the obviously the churches and the do you have a clinic in Westby?
Yes, Bland Clinic. Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right, yeah. Bland. So all of those kind of basic services are right there in the city.
Yeah, I think we're covered well there. Bland Clinic's been there for a lot of years. We also, Westby is kind of home to a lot of co-ops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have Premier, you have Vernon Electric, Vernon Communications. There's, yeah, a lot of that. The Creamery's a co-op. So, yeah, we're kind of known for the co-ops in the area, which is really been great for the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about more of those organizations like the Lions Club, Rotary? How do you get the volunteers involved in the civil?
That's a real tough one for any organizations like that anymore. I mean, we have the VFW kind of Legion combination there, the Rod and Gun Club, Lions Club, Sons of Norway. I at one time managed the Rod and Gun Club, so I'm really aware of how tough it is for all these organizations to keep volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to say it, but a lot of times it ends up being the same half dozen people doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they all do what they can, and they're all very important to the community.
Right, right, yep. Important role. And speaking of that, one of the other items that's come up in other conversations with communities is that the EMTs and the fire departments, do you contract for those, or are you small enough to be the volunteer base as well?
We are a volunteer based with that. We're very fortunate. We've got great EMTs in the fire department. Our fire department is volunteer, but they're a really great organization. The city, of course, contributes their funding every year to that. But I got to say, for a small city like Westby, they do an amazing job.
They do, yep. And I've said it before, I mean, all of Vernon County with the mutual aid, me being closer to Lafarge, it's like you're hearing over or reading articles about where one goes to help another one if the emergency is too big.
I think that's the one of the great things about small rural community like this with the small cities and stuff like that. Yeah, mutual aid for anything, police, fire, whatever. Mm-hmm. When we need volunteers after a catastrophe, like a few years back when we had all the flooding,
yep.
Didn't necessarily hit Westby itself that bad, but, you know, the rest of the county really did. And I know we had a lot of volunteers, high school kids, stuff like that, went right out to help neighboring communities and stuff. Yeah, at any time there's a fire or need for police or something like that, we're very fortunate in this whole area, the way they all come together.
Right. Yeah, I agree. We all remember the 2018 flood, all hands on deck, that's for sure. So then what is the role as mayor? Is that a full-time job? Is that what are the responsibilities?
It's not supposed to be. technically, no, it's not. I go in pretty much every day. I don't think in 11 years with the city is that the council does the voting. The mayor only votes when it's a tie. That's the difference between a village and a city. A village, it's a village president and board of trustees, and the village president votes alongside the board. No, that's where I've got to give credit for most everything to the council. And I'm very fortunate to have a great city council, a nice mixture.
Yeah. How many people serve on that?
Six. Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, what are the major changes you've seen? Either you've said you've been there many years, or as mayor, what are the major changes you've seen for Westby?
We touched on that. Main Street is a huge thing, of course. There has been new businesses coming to the city. We've been able to do improvements around the city to our ballpark. We did put in a dog park. That's went over really well. The business park was huge. And it, like everything, it takes longer than you'd like, but we do have things starting to go in there.
Yeah, and the business park is just for folks who may not have a visual. The business park is the segment on 27?
Yes.
Okay, so by Vernon 70, Electric's solar panels. And
yeah, the 74 acres. And we have a few things in there now. We have LAX Steel Fabricating from Spring Grove, Minnesota, opened up there. This would be they kept their plant there, but this is going to be a division of the company. Birch Point Distillery just opened recently.
Oh, great.
We have Jansen Concrete. We just sold a lot to Lepke Trucking and Excavating. We have a new veterinarian clinic being kind of worked on right now.
Nice.
And I get in conversations with different ones about other things that go in with LAX. This was supposed to be their first building, and hopefully there'll be another one they'll add. So, like I said, it never happens fast enough, but we have growth there.
And because it's an industrial park, was there a grant or TIF funding or anything that...
It's... mostly was an EDA grant.
ADA?
EDA.
EDA, economic development.
Yes. Okay. Basically, that was, well, we talked earlier about the years we had the flooding in the area. Well, Westby didn't flood itself so much, but it did open the county up for EDA grants.
Sure.
Going back again, we talked about the Kickapoo conversations and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Well, I was in a conversation there that I learned about the EDA grants. And that I went to pursue that, and at the county had their hands full at the time with the flooding and whatever, so I ended up going to Mississippi River Planning Commission. They helped me through the grant process, and then we worked with Delta 3 Engineering to do the other parts of the paperwork. So we were very fortunate to get a grant for 80%.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I know it's a long process, but if you look at the region of the whole, you know, to put those businesses in areas that are at less risk of flooding,
yeah,
makes a lot more sense.
No, it was a great thing for the city. I think that's the biggest project itself that the city's done so far. And it worked out really well. We still have room to add more businesses, and the idea is to bring more jobs and things to the city. So, no, that was a big one.
And since this is broadcasting, should we just have potential businesses contact?
Absolutely.
The mayor?
This is your chance to promo.
I'll
talk to anybody. Yeah, that's basically how it's been working, is I get a phone call or something, and they ask me a few questions, and we have a packet we put together that kind of lays out requirements, so they kind of apply for a lot. It's worked out well. It's not something that happens overnight. It was in a TIF district, or still is.
Incremental financing.
Yes.
For the acronym.
The only problem Westby hit was that TIF like that goes for 20, 25 years or something like that. We were not able to get the business park until the tail end of our TIF district, and then you can't do developer agreements, which are very essential for that kind of stuff in the last few years. So I can't do developer agreements that I'd like to. But that slows things down some for us. But at the same time, we've been able to bring in some. The goal is to get businesses in there, get the revenue in, and hopefully sooner than later close that TIF and start a new one.
The role of the city for sure is just keep working those kind of systems. In my background with rural economic development, which is more limited than yours for sure, is I just dabble in it, but those businesses, and then they see that there's a workforce available, so you must be seeing the available workforce, but then that brings the challenges with housing, and
that's the vicious circle, is you need housing for the employees for a business to want to come, and then you know, but they don't want to build housing unless you get the jobs here.
Right,
so,
right.
But yeah, it's that was one of the reasons LAX had come to Westby. They had a local connection or whatever, but they were struggling where they were in Minnesota finding help. I see they have a banner now. This is their hiring.
Nice.
I think it seemed like they were happy with the workforce we had in the area and stuff. But, yeah, it definitely goes to – it's a struggle bringing in businesses, but, you know, I'll continue to work on that. But housing is the need that everybody has right now.
Okay. All right, just a sec for a station break. You are listening to WDRT 91.9 FM in Viroqua, Wisconsin. My name is Marcy West. Thank you for tuning in to Conversations. My guest today is Danny Helgerson, and we're talking about Westby, Wisconsin. All right, so let's talk about what more on the attractions, the what are the opportunities in Westby. You know, we talked about housing and that you have to have affordable housing, and compared to other communities, Westby's affordability probably is there.
Not really.
No.
No. Oh. I hate to say that, but we have such a shortage of like rental properties stuff like that, to where rent has got very expensive.
Yeah.
You know, there is a lot of controversy yet with they're trying to work on the state level. We have, you know, a few trailer courts and lot rents. It mm-hmm. went up.
Because of the demand, no doubt, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things. It was out of the city's hands, so we, mm-hmm. we can't control that. It's mm-hmm. a business. I can't tell a local business what to charge for a hamburger. I can't tell,
right? Sure.
You know, yep. a business like that what to charge. But there's an issue with rentals and affordable housing, but that's statewide or
it's nationwide yeah.
really. And that's something that. At some of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities conferences and stuff I go to, that's discussed all the time. And I'm sure. constantly trying to meet with whoever I can. I mean, I've met with people from WIDA, Cooley Cap, Habitat for Humanity. I mean, you try to see what's out there, what you can do, but that's a huge need in our area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, like you said, a really tough one to fix. It just seems to be a chronic issue everywhere. And so it is a struggle. But you've got a great location, for one.
Yeah.
I
may be partial, but it's a beautiful little city. But I think where we run into problems, and that's anywhere, I don't believe people realize the cost of infrastructure
mm-hmm.
to put in a street and water and sewer and just to do that for the lots is unbelievable. I always tell people, like, we've got older streets with older infrastructure that we have to pick one, work on that. Of course, we have to find some kind of grants or something to help with it. But I don't think people realize that we can do a project that's a long block, or say a couple blocks, to tear the street out, put in water, sewer, curb and gutter, put the street back, easily million or over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, we got 2,300 people. Do the math. It
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
work
it's,
so well.
It's expensive. Yep, that's for sure. So, yeah, you mentioned the League of Municipalities, and recently you served as president for the League of Municipalities. Tell us about that organization.
It's a great organization. I started out when I became mayor going to conferences. They have a chief executives conference I always went to, which is mostly mayors, village presidents, and then an annual conference to where it's also some councilmen and different ones. And they also have companies there that sell things to municipalities and stuff like that. But I really enjoy the organization. I always talk about it's so nice for a mayor or village president to go somewhere where you all speak the same language.
Yeah.
You know what the other one's talking about.
And is it cities and villages of all sizes, or is it of
almost,
a certain segment?
Almost every city or village in the state, I don't think it's over a handful, 5 to 10, that don't belong to the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. I was fortunate enough to be asked a few years ago to be on their board of directors. And then once I was on there for a while, I was asked to be, they start with second vice president, then you go to vice president, then you get to president. And I'll write this year, I'm serving as the past president till October. Which is an honor. When you get to the vice president and stuff, you also, well, actually I'm going next week, be my last big trip. I get the opportunity to represent just not just Westby and this community, but the state of Wisconsin at the National League of Cities Conference in Washington, D.C. So I've been out there a couple times with the league. It's a great thing. I mean, you get to do this and represent Westby and the state. Doesn't cost the city anything. It's all picked up by the league. But those conferences are usually 3,000 to 5,000 people. Mayors, village presidents, stuff like that from all over the country. And then the point is you get to meet with your congressmen and your senators and stuff like that and try to do things to help municipalities. So that was a great honor to get to that. It's the League of Wisconsin Municipalities really works hard to try to help out the large and small cities. The nice part with the league is Westby's 2,300 people. I go to a conference or anything, I'm treated same as the mayor of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We actually changed the bylaws a couple years ago. It used to be a president was from a city one time, the next one was a village. Well, that doesn't cover populations because village can be, Holman is a village. But the average size of a city or village in the state, people don't realize is only 1,500.
Mm.
So now we changed bylaws to where with the league, one year it will be mayor or village president, or it can be an administrator or something too. But you will come from a city of over 5,000 or under 5,000.
Okay.
So we just want to really make sure that small communities are represented and stuff.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that has to be done, right? They have to hear what the issues are for the, because there's a interdependency between urban and rural, so.
Really is. Really, one big thing that the league really worked very hard on here recently was shared revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And shared revenue, that's where the league actually went to work with the towns and the counties. We were able to get the shared revenue tied to sales tax, where 1 cent of the sales tax is your funding for shared revenue, which beat the old formula because when I started out as mayor in 2015, I got more money than I was getting in like 23. Their formula didn't work very well. But that was a huge thing, but that took work from the league, the towns association, and the counties. But that's the kind of things they advocate for.
Right. And remembering the coverage on that, that was bipartisan.
It was.
You guys
absolutely
were not in one political party over
no,
the other.
No, the it league itself is totally nonpartisan.
Yeah. And that's...
Yeah.
some of us that have been around a long time believe that that's the best way to get things
done. Well, we kind of joke if the conservatives think we're too liberal and the liberal ones think we're too conservative, we're doing it right.
Yeah. Still providing the services to the people that live there. That had to be a great experience, and I appreciate it had to be a lot of time commitment and probably more politics than you.
Yeah, it was great. You feel good being able to represent a small city, but yet the state. It was a great honor to be able to do that.
Well, nice. Okay, so we'll bring it back to Westby here in Vernon County. And what do you see on the horizon for Westby?
Not as fast as I would like, but steady growth would be nice. I think the focus now, I will still always try to bring in businesses if I can, but I think we're really going to have to do a lot of focusing on housing and the affordable housing issue. That seems to be the hardest one to crack.
And it has so much attachment to other things like the school, the businesses.
Oh, absolutely.
All the support for other things. And some of Westby's annual events, Set in Demai,
that's our big one. We now have the Pies and Rides car show is getting to be a very big event each year.
Ski jump
is, what was it, 102 years now or whatever like that.
What a great tradition.
It's a great thing for the city. I mean, it's not in the city, but it's part of the city.
It's got your
it
name
brings
on it.
In people from everywhere.
Right. And the like you said before, the volunteers that pull those things off, and you know, the cooperation that has to happen and everything.
They have an amazing group with the ski jump there.
It is.
It's a year-round thing. I mean, they have to work all year long to try to get things ready for that, and they do an amazing job.
Yep, lots of things that puts Westby on the map. Yeah. All right. Well, again, I thank you for being here. Anything else you want to highlight from Westby that we didn't cover?
No, it's a great city. Thank you so much for having me. It's always nice to talk about your city, but our whole area in general is a beautiful, unique area that. Like I said, the way people will come out and help each other and stuff like that makes what I think people expect from a rural community.
Yep, it is. And we're pretty lucky to be here, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Danny. You've been listening to Conversations on WDRT 91.9 FM, recorded at the WDRT studio in Viroqua, Wisconsin. My name is Marcy West. Again, a huge thank you to our guest, Mayor Danny Helgerson of Westby, and special thanks to Steve Brandle for recording and technical assistance. We all appreciate each of you who listen and support community radio. You can find recordings of this and other conversations in the WDRT archives. Webpage is at wdrt.org. We hope you have a great day.